Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Hold the Moan. This file can be listened to in many different ways, in private, in public, and even with participation. The goal of the file is very simple. Try to not let on what is happening. Hold the moan. Make sure that it does not escape your lips. Try not to blush too much, or let the outside world show how much naughtiness is actually going through you. During this file, I will use some trickery and physical teases, so I hope that you're prepared one way or the other, because if you fail, you might get noticed. But that's the fun, isn't it? Knowing that losing can actually be incredibly enjoyable. Are you ready? We'll see. Now you might wonder where we would begin with this. Perhaps I am there with you walking through the city. Or maybe we're just there in private and playing a little game. For now, let's assume that we're both walking through the city. We're going somewhere and we have a long way to go. It's the middle of the day and there are other people around us. They can't hear what I'm saying to you, but they can see us. They can see that we're just walking, being innocent. Some degree. Now, perhaps while walking, I might let you feel some things, like a shiver down your spine as you listen, like a wonderful feeling that travels all the way back up, just a warm feeling, pleasant arousal. Playing this game helps you to respond. Participating in the game causes reactions in your body that are hard to deny. Arousal, sensitivity, a playful smile on your lips. But better not let the world know. Try to remain neutral. Hold it all in. And just like a pressure cooker, the more you hold it in, the stronger your arousal will become. And perhaps you can remember a time like that, when you were deeply aroused, but you couldn't touch, because you weren't alone, or at least not with company that would accept it. You remember how that frustration builded up higher and higher, combining with the other feelings in your body. Pressure, desire, craving. They become a loop. You cannot touch right now, so you want to touch. It's forbidden, which makes it all the more exciting. You shouldn't, so you want to. You need it. but you have to behave. But what fun is there in behaving sometimes? The feeling grows inside of you. The desire becomes stronger and stronger. But even if you were to subtly give in, to somehow let your fingers travel where they shouldn't, and caress what they are not allowed, you still have to keep a straight face, hold the moan. You can't let the world know how horny you are, how you just want to let it all out. And you do. The arousal inside of you is growing further and further, and the more you deny it, the greater it becomes. If only there was a way to show it. A sign floating above your head that tells the world how aroused you really are. Something that you cannot help, that you cannot prevent. And yet, you know it's not there. You know it's all inside of you and you have to hold it in. But do you want to? There are moments of shock, of surprise, when a moan might escape your lips. If someone accidentally touches you when you're this horny, you might accidentally let out a moan by something as innocent as someone tapping your shoulders. Your whole body is so sensitive, it's like on a hair trigger. You almost wonder how easy it would be to orgasm. But you can't. You cannot do that here. You have to restrain yourself. You have to hold the moan in. You have to make sure that nobody notices when they caress your back softly, their fingertips going from your neck down your spine, to not let it be seen. And even worse, if someone like me knows how horny you are and starts to actually tease you, rather than a caress on your back using fingernails. Tapping your legs with my fingers slightly too far to your inner thighs. But these things are just innocent to the outside world. They are just simple things that they do not know how they affect you. Your mind and body are becoming more and more aroused with every passing moment. A touch could be enough to set you off. A tease could trigger a deep, careless moan to escape from your lips. But what are you to do? You cannot just sit there and moan. You cannot just let out a moan if you walk in town, can you? Who knows where you're listening to this, and who knows what you're doing? Maybe you're touching yourself while trying on clothes. That would be so naughty. Sudden noises almost make you jump with pleasure. A my voice a shiver down your spine, your lips feeling dry, your jaw feeling tense. You try not to bite your lips too much because it would show. Just relax, neutral face. There's nothing going on here. There's no naughtiness at all. Touches that you cannot resist. But of course, I'll behave. It's not like my fingers can go anywhere on your body invisibly, with my words teasing your mind. My warm fingertips brushing over sensitive spots like or am I? Am I just teasing? Am I withdrawing the sensation or making it stronger? Perhaps I should do nothing for a while, just letting you steam in desire. Is that what you want? Or do you crave for me to touch? Almost. My fingers are close. Are they? Teasing. But you have to be quiet. You have to not let the world know. Right now, it would take just one little tap in the wrong place. With your body this tense, with your mind this aroused, all it would take is one. And of course, who knows where this ends? Who knows how dangerous this game can become? Maybe I should just let you fall into this feeling. Maybe I should touch you. Or perhaps I should tempt you to touch yourself, knowing that you can't, letting the feeling grow, making it even more difficult. Touch, tap, tempt. You'd probably be unable to stay quiet if I even softly blew over your ear. It's so sensitive. So very sensitive. Do you think you can stay quiet? Just a tap. Very good. But don't worry. Depending on what you've chosen to listen to after this, the game has only just begun. My voice follows. Enjoy the frustration. Otherwise, alert and awake again. Oh, but before I forget, you can feel the tension building up inside of you when I almost say something. Touch, tap. But that's okay. It's all over, don't worry. Well, that depends, doesn't it? The shivers and sounds of my voice feel so good, don't they? Over your ear. Anyway, as I said, this game depends on what you've chosen to listen after. Have fun.